You're listening to the audio production of The Last Rescue by Howard Wasdin, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Daniel Butler.
Prologue. Howard. Dad, she's gone. Raquel is gone.
What do you mean, she's gone? I ask from my helpless vantage point in a hotel room in Utah, 1,000 miles away.
She didn't come home last night, he said. I kept waiting and waiting. Her car was gone. Finally, I looked in your room, and her closet is empty. She took all her stuff.
There was an unusual urgency in Blake's voice. Gone, I thought. She can't just be gone. People don't just up and leave their families.
Are you sure she took all her stuff? Maybe she's just out with friends or at the dry cleaners, I said.
Dad, there's nothing left.
Those words captured the truth better than he knew. Howard Wasdin, supposed tactical genius, elite warrior, survivor of the Black Hawk Down battle of Mogadishu, had just seen this op go down in flames. It was 1998. Slowly, the events of the past few months clicked into focus, and I realized that all the signs had been there. As in the past, I had simply chosen to ignore the truth until it whacked me in the face. All I'd ever wanted, beneath the macho exterior and the constant striving for achievement, was to belong to a loving family. Instead, I had spent my life watching families around me fall apart. Now, it was happening again.